Good morning. KSL News Time is 8 o'clock. This is Utah's Morning News. I'm Tim Hughes.
And I'm Amanda Dixon. KSL's top story this hour.
The man accused of intentionally causing several hit and runs in the Salt Lake Valley is now being investigated in three other potential cases.
KSL News Radio's Adam Small is live with details. Adam?
Amanda, the Summit County Sheriff's Office confirms that they're investigating whether or not OnFam could have been behind the wheel of a hit and run in Park City 1 week before he was arrested in Salt Lake City in March. And in a statement, Salt Lake County District Attorney Sim Gill told KSL TV that they are screening potential charges for Pham in two hit and runs, one on 13th East and 9th South, the other that was caught on doorbell video on T Street and the Avenues that we first cover here for you on KSL News Radio. Pham has already been charged with multiple counts of attempted murder and four hit and runs dating back to August. To date, he's been at minimum investigated for seven different hit and runs. Live, Adam Small, KSL News Radio.
Utah, turns out, is number three in the country for fatal construction zone car crashes. That's according to a new study. KSL News Radio's Peter Johnston is live with the details. Peter?
Tim, I've been lucky not to encounter any work zones on my drive out here this morning, but fatal car crashes in construction zones are going up all around the country. Between 2012 and 2021, the number jumped by over half. The Lending Tree study looks at a decade of crash data from the National Highway Transportation Safety Administration, and it's showing that nearly 80 people died in Utah in these work zones, putting the state behind only Texas and Nebraska on the list. Passengers and drivers were usually the ones to die in these wrecks. It's not for lack of legal rules against this, though, because Utah and these other states have laws that aim to slow drivers down. And UDOT has given reports about people who continue to, in their words, go too fast past their workers out in the field. Reporting live from Salt Lake City, Peter Johnston, KSL News Radio.
Four people are recovering in the hospital after a multi-vehicle crash involving a semi-truck on U.S. 6. The driver of the semi is in critical condition. The highway was blocked for several hours. This comes just one day after a six-year-old girl was killed on the highway.
KSL's top national stories this hour. The Israeli Defense Forces say the largest number of humanitarian aid trucks since October, more than 400, have entered the Gaza Strip. But there's increasing fear that a pause in the fighting could lay the groundwork for future military action.
Gaza's second largest city, now unrecognizable. After months of Israeli bombardment, residents returning to the destruction after the IDF withdrew all its combat units from Khan Yunis. Palestinians describing the trail of devastation left behind. Homes crushed and burned, overturned cars and trucks littering what used to be streets. This woman says her house is now a mountain of debris. Despite pulling ground forces from southern Gaza, the Israeli military saying this war is not over.
That's ABC's Brooke Clement reporting from Israel.
Family members with loved ones being held captive by Hamas got a private audience at the Vatican with Pope Francis. And family member Ashley Waxman-Bakshi says the Pope did not hold back.
Evil. He called them bad guys and evil. And he was very clear that the hostages need to come home. I think, you know, we can all agree.
She also described the Pope as warm and welcoming.
Chinese-Russian relations are stronger than ever as the foreign minister of both nations meet in Beijing.
Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi hailing the bilateral relationship, saying their close ties are hard-won and deserve to be carefully maintained. His Russian counterpart Sergei Lavrov's trip comes amid Moscow's grinding war in Ukraine and an ongoing effort to align their foreign policies against the U.S. and its allies. Wang says his country would support the convening of an international meeting, recognizing by both Russia and Ukraine, in which all parties could participate equally. Tom Rivers, ABC News at the Foreign Desk.
Double amputee Sam Matangi traveled to Ukraine to help wounded soldiers adapt to new prosthetics. He tells KSL TV he wanted to help new amputees find simple success stories.
We were trying to bring them a sense of independence. It kind of put me back in my spot where I was. They're going to succeed and be more happier.
Matangi says regaining independence helps us know why we're here on the earth.
Andy's back now with your first look traffic.
Got a crash on I-15 in Lehigh just before the Timpanogos Highway exits. Got you backed up past 2100 North in Lehigh. Additional slowdowns on the freeway in Midvale. Southbound traffic is backed up coming down to the 215 North Interchange through Woods Cross and then breaks up for a second. You get back into it again, trying to get down past 600 North in Salt Lake City. A lot of slow spots right now as we've hit the peak of the commute. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
Opening arguments for the trial of Chad Daybell begin this week now that the jury has been selected. KSL TV's Debbie Worthen reports.
Chad Daybell faces charges of murdering J.J. Vallow, Tylee Ryan, and his late wife, Tammy Daybell. His trial is expected to last longer than his wife, Lori's, because he faces the death penalty if found guilty. Now, a jury found Lori guilty back in May. She was sentenced to consecutive life sentences in July.
KSL News Radio's Adam Small is in Boise preparing to cover the trial alongside KSL legal analyst Greg Skordis. Come back to Utah's Morning News tomorrow for the latest from Boise. You can also follow our complete trial coverage at KSLNewsRadio.com.
Airbnbs are becoming increasingly popular around the globe, but it seems especially here in Utah. KSL News Radio's Alessandra Gurr has more.
Over $1.2 billion were contributed to Utah's GDP in 2023 from the Airbnbs in the state, according to data from the company. Airbnbs also helped support over 15,000 jobs in the state and generated $360 million in total tax revenue.
Overall, Airbnb had a 19.2% increase in revenue in 2023.
Utah is one of a handful of states utilizing the potential of virtual power plants. KSL News Radio's Eric Cabrera spoke with Rocky Mountain Power.
Virtual power plants are batteries that are installed where there are homes or businesses collecting solar energy. Residents, for example, can sign up for the Watt Smart Battery Program through Rocky Mountain Power and get incentives for helping charge those batteries that can be used to balance the grid during peak load times or even draw power during outages.
About a little over 70,000 solar customers here in Utah, and we've got just a little over 4,000 batteries.
That was Jonna Whitesides with Rocky Mountain Power. Some states have even passed bills to further incentivize others to contribute. You can learn more about the Watt Smart program on their website. Eric Cabrera, KSL News Radio.
Accidents now causing I-15 delays southbound approaching downtown Salt Lake and northbound in the area of Lehi. We'll check them both coming up next.
A legacy of news and information going back generations.
I'll have the radio on. I learned that from my mom. She's listened to KSL her whole life, and I grew up listening to KSL radio, too.
I really enjoy listening in the morning.
We have you covered at KSL News Radio.
Do you know the secret to losing up to 1 pound of fat every day? At SLCFatLoss.com, we know the secret. Our unique weight loss program makes it easy to lose weight, get healthy, and get your energy back naturally, safely, and effectively. If you'd like to lose unhealthy fat without counting points, no exercising, no prepackaged meals, no surgery, and no injections with a risk of serious side effects, go to SLCFatLoss.com now to schedule your free consultation in person or virtually.
This is Dave Noriega. If you're done being exhausted, struggling with that stubborn old weight problem, do what I did. Check out SLCFatLoss.com. On their program, I lost 57 pounds in 60 days. Now, results vary, but for a limited time, you can get $200 off when you mention my name, Dave Noriega. Just go to SLCFatLoss.com.
Many clients lose 20 to 30 pounds in about a month or two. That's up to a pound per day. For your free private weight loss consultation, call 801-450-1882 or go to SLCFatLoss.com. That's SLCFatLoss.com. Results may vary.
Can we talk about something difficult to discuss? Are you going through a difficult financial time? You have equity in your home, but nobody can help. I'm Jason Erskine with American Home Loans, and we have created the Bridge Loan Program to use your equity regardless of your credit at this time. The Bridge Loan can be used to pay debts, collections, IRS liens, divorce settlement, or just simply improve your property. Give us a call at 801-262-2221. This loan creates a bridge between now and a much brighter future. During COVID, one of our clients had over $85,000 on credit cards. Their scores were too low to borrow on their home. We were able to save them $2,000 a month, and after 8 months, they qualified for a conventional loan and improved their situation. Look, the consultation is free. Please let us see what we can do for you. Call 801-262-2221. That's 801-262-2221, or go to AmericanHomeLoans.com. That's AmericanHomeLoans.com.
NMLS 245422, Equal Housing Lender.
Boy, that traffic on I-15 southbound really stacked up now. Let's get right to it with traffic and weather together. Every 10 minutes on the 9s, brought to you by Sinclair's DinoPay app. Save up to 20 cents per gallon. it is stop and go, Andy.
Yep, several spots. In fact, I'm looking at a stretch of 201 that's like that from the whole way between 7200 West and Magna all the way over to Bangor Highway. And then heavy traffic stays with you, although you do speed up a little bit until you finally hit Redwood Road. Mountain View and Bangor are still seeing delays at your intersections northbound and West Valley. I-15 all clear around Point of the Mountain, at least on the Salt Lake County side, up into Midvale. But then you'll hit the brakes for a couple of minutes up into Murray. Heather?
And we have delays coming out of Weber County, southbound I-15 between Ogden and Roy due to construction and lane restrictions. As you continue on I-15, you'll hit stop-and-go traffic from Woods Cross all the way into downtown. That was due to an accident that's now cleared. A lot of people are opting to take Legacy Parkway, so we're seeing more congestion than normal on Legacy as you head between Centerville and Bountiful. Eric?
The backups northbound I-15 are backing up in Lehigh, all the way to Lehigh's Main Street. This all started with a crash at Triumph Boulevard, and we've still got the HOV lane blocked off, and one left lane, the far left lane is getting through, although that's pretty close to the emergency vehicles that are on hand. So just be careful going by there. Expect a lot of delays. And getting over to the freeway 2100 North, also slow. Redwood Road starting to stack up now, approaching 2100 North, and then heading up to Camp Williams. Don't miss the incredible event sale at Dave's Bernina in Provo and St. George. Save thousands on new Bernina machines used for a recent three-day event that come with full warranties while supplies last. Eric Butler in the KSL Traffic Center.
Take a look at this warming trend. 58 today, mostly sunny skies. Rises to 63 tomorrow with azure blue skies. We keep them clear Thursday, 71, up to 77 on Friday. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Matt Johnson.
It is a very sunny 37 downtown.
We'll talk to Debbie Dujanovic in a moment. She says Utah has become a mini California. What's she talking about?
I don't know, but I don't like the sounds of that.
She'll join us just ahead on KSL News Radio.
Always remember to watch for us streaming live at KSLNewsRadio.com and on the app for KSL News Radio. We're Utah's news, traffic, and weather station. All right, let's see if we can save you some money today. And there's no doubt in my mind we can do that by just telling you to go to any of the four locations of NPS.
Before I started shopping regularly at NPS, inflation had hit my family like it has yours. And we were just cutting out as many things as we could to make ends meet. And then we started shopping at NPS. And now we have a little extra money that we can go out to dinner as a family if we want to once in a while. It has a profound impact on your family.
Yeah, and for you, it started with groceries. But then, particularly at the Salt Lake location, you just walk to the other side of the building. And I mean, everything you can think of is available at that markdown price of 20 to 70% off. But then to make room for a shipment that they know they've got coming in the next day, they price it even lower.
So right now, you can save an additional 50% off clothing and clothing accessories and boots and slippers and bedding and linen. So that with that additional 50%, you're really paying pennies on the dollar.
But wait, there's more. If you're shopping at the industrial store in Salt Lake City, they always find a way to make it fun. You spend $200 or less, and you're going to get an additional 15% off your entire purchase. If you spend more than $200, you'll get an additional 20% off your entire purchase.
So save your family some money. Shop at NPS. It stands for National Product Sales, but we think of it as a nice place to save.
There's one near you. You'll find them in Layton, in Orem, and two stores in Salt Lake City.
If there's a problem during your siding, gutter, or window installation project, most contractors will try to hide it, ignore it, or blame someone else. It's called passing the buck, or turning a blind eye, or my favorite, finger pointing. My question is, where is the accountability? Tim Jr. here from RGS Exteriors. And look, sometimes problems just happen, no matter who you hire. Maybe the wrong color siding gets delivered, despite the order being placed perfectly. Or maybe a downspout gets cut short. Honestly, it could be anything. At RGS Exteriors, mistakes are rare. But if something goes wrong, I can absolutely, positively, 100% guarantee you we'll never hide it, and we'll never pass the buck. We'll make certain everything turns out right for you. That's people over profits. That's the RGS Exteriors way. For a free estimate on siding, gutters, or windows, call 801-280-3110, rgsexteriors.com, rgsexteriors.com.
Everyone's house is different, but they're all the same in one way. We all have those places where the Wi-Fi just won't go. I mean, for you, maybe it's the attic. For me, it's my basement. If you had wall-to-wall Wi-Fi from Xfinity, you could worry less about these dead spots. Finally. With wall-to-wall Wi-Fi from Xfinity, you get fast speeds throughout your home, a reliable connection in every room, and power for all your devices. Even when everybody's online, that's wall-to-wall Wi-Fi, only on the Xfinity 10G network. Get wall-to-wall Wi-Fi from Xfinity for a reliable connection throughout your home now through June 21st. New customers can get started with gig speed internet for $25 a month for 2 years with no annual contract and free Wi-Fi equipment included when you add unlimited mobile. Here's what you do. Go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY. That's 1-800-XFINITY or visit a store today.
KSL News Time, 8:15. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
a new study shows Utah's number 3 in the country for fatal car crashes in construction zones. I'm KSL News Radio's Peter Johnston.
Second, a Utah teacher is collecting and donating used eclipse glasses. He plans on sending them to underserved schools for the next eclipse.
Third, it's a look at the drive with traffic and weather together.
I-15 still backed up in Lehigh from a crash. Slowdowns in Midvale on the northbound side. Coming south, backups go from North Salt Lake into downtown. Plus 201's been slow from Magna to West Valley for a while now. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
Mostly sunny and a solid 7 degrees warmer than yesterday. I'm Matt Johnson.
Right now, 37 degrees at the KSL Common Spirit Health Studios.
And time for a look at our top national stories.
From ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. A judge is being asked to quickly approve a settlement between Norfolk Southern and the people most directly affected by last year's fiery train derailment in East Palestine, Ohio. ABC's Jim Ryan has the details.
In the 14 months since a Norfolk Southern freight train hauling hazardous chemicals went off the tracks,
there's kids having nosebleeds, people having seizures, there's respiratory issues, people have chemical bronchitis.
East Palestine, Ohio resident Ashley McCollum is among the people living within 20 miles of the derailment who will share in a $600 million settlement with Norfolk Southern. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
In court this hour, James and Jennifer Crumbly, whose son Ethan shot and killed 4 students at his Michigan high school last year. They were convicted of involuntary manslaughter for not doing enough to stop the mass shooting. In New York, it's looking more and more likely that Donald Trump's criminal hush money case will start on Monday as scheduled, a judge last night denying Trump's attempts at delaying the case even further. Here's ABC's Aaron Katursky.
We're less than a week before former President Trump's supposed to stand trial here in New York, and an appeals court here has already rejected one of his attempts to delay and is expected to take up another one a bit later today. Trump's attorneys would like to stop everything and move the case out of Manhattan. They say there are too many potential jurors around here who've been exposed to pretrial negative publicity. Prosecutors say Trump should have nothing to complain about, though, since much of the publicity is his own doing.
18-year-old Alexander Mercurio under arrest in Idaho. The FBI says he was plotting to carry out killings in churches in Idaho, inspired by last month's ISIS attack on that concert hall in Russia.
He talked about using knives, fire, and possibly weapons. If, in fact, he did launch that, had the possibility of harming a lot of people.
Former FBI agent Brad Garrett. Europe's highest human rights court ruling today countries must better protect their people from the consequences of climate change. You're listening to ABC News.
All right, Deb's here, and I'm worried about this. She says we're becoming a mini California.
We are becoming a mini California. The Wall Street Journal says so. They didn't say it in as many words, but Wall Street Journal just named Utah as America's hottest job market for tech, Utah. And they did a lot of analyzing of data. They used Moody's Analytics. They teamed up with Moody's to determine
that.
Yeah,
I don't mind
that. I think it is good. I think it's a double-edged sword, Amanda. And it has to do with home prices as we attract more Californians from the tech industry in California to Utah, to our Silicon Slopes, Silicon Slopes,
yeah.
Down in the Lehigh area. I think it's going to potentially increase home prices. We're already right behind California. It's Hawaii, California, and Utah in the top 3 spots for the most unaffordable housing prices in the nation. And a lot of Californians sell their home and have enough equity to bring cash to Utah and pay cash for a home. I mean, to them, our home prices are a bargain right now. Even at $500,000 or $600,000 or $700,000, they might be able to plop down some cash on that. And then what does that do? That squeezes out new home buyers even more so, and even local competition, people who want to stay in Utah. But one of the things in this article that stood out to me, and I just had a chuckle at, is they said one of the attractive parts about Utah is we've got so much open land and desert here that companies come to build in the desert. Have they been here? Have you been by like Aragonite? How about Goshen? I mean, there's some places out in the desert that are pretty desolate. I'm not so sure that building tech industry out in the wild, wild west in the desert is going to be that attractive for future workers who are coming from, you know, the San Francisco Bay Area or other places in California that are a hub of activity and have a lot of, you know, nightlife and that kind of thing, and restaurants to eat at. So I think there's this kind of this pie in the sky idea about Utah with the open land and desert. But I think when you get out here and you see how desolate some areas are, it might not be quite as attractive. We're going to dig deeper into where this could take home prices today on the Dave Indigenovic Show.
Well, and if you're moving in from California, I have a beautiful 6-bedroom, 3.5 bath. I'll let go for a mere $1.2 million.
It'll sell in 5 minutes, Tim. It is Utah.
Bring your cash.
That's funny.
All right, Dave and Debbie coming up at 9, and this portion of Utah's Morning News is brought to you by Revere Health.
Traffic and weather together brought to you by Sinclair's DinoPay app. Save up to 20 cents per gallon. Andy?
Amanda, travel through the valley still at its slowest on the 21st South Freeway right now coming from Tooele County and across Magna. It does clear up before you hit 215 finally, although if you're switching from 215 on to 201, there is some backups on that transition ramp. Main line of I-15, Midvale to Murray, trickling back to a better speed limit. Now just a little bit of stop and go near 7200 South. Heather?
Our longest stretch of delays coming out of Davis County are southbound I-15 from Center Street in North Salt Lake all the way into downtown. Now, earlier we had delays on Legacy Parkway as a lot of people were taking that as an alternate. The Legacy Parkway delays have cleared out, but as you transition onto I-215's West Belt from Legacy, that is pretty much a parking lot from Legacy all the way down to the I-80 turnoff that'll take you to the airport. Eric?
Several cars involved in a crash northbound I-15 at Triumph Boulevard in Lehigh. That's right, just barely before the overpass, and that's backed things up almost all the way up to Lehigh's Main Street. The HOV lane is still being occupied, and that's where all of the emergency vehicles and the participants are. Back behind that, you do have northbound slowing through Linden on I-15, and further up ahead of that, after you go past Timpanogos Highway, there's further slowing going up into Salt Lake County. Monster winds can cause huge damage to your roof that you can't see. Don't wait for a disaster. Go to the Masters at MasterRoofingUtah.com to schedule your free windstorm assessment today. Eric Butler in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL 7-day forecast, 58 today, mostly sunny skies. High pressure continues to nudge in from the California coast on Wednesday. 63 sunny skies, 10 above the normal by Thursday, 71 up to 77 degrees, partly cloudy skies on Friday. We dial it back just a touch on Saturday, 74, mix of sun and clouds, partly cloudy on Sunday, 69. We're down to 62, mostly cloudy, no complaints there by Monday. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Matt Johnson.
Sunny and 37 degrees, the 7-day forecast brought to you by Performance Automotive Bountiful.
T-minus 20 minutes until we give you an additional keyword that you can use to win some Lower Bowl Jazz tickets tonight. The Nuggets are in town, 2 games left at home, that's all we have. And we've got tickets for you to go see the one tonight, and we'll give you that word in 20 minutes.
But right now, just text JAZZ to 57500. You get your name in twice this morning. KSL News Time, 8:23.
A partner is someone you can rely on, someone who has your best interest in mind. A partner is there for you during the good and the bad. They listen, understand, and care. Revere Health is dedicated to providing care for your generation and the next. Revere Health, your partner in health, your partner for life.
Advanced Window Products offers grabber window covers. High-end quality with the best warranty. Save 30% off when you mention KSL. 801-850-9100 or advancedwindows.com.
Hi, everyone. It's Congressman Blake Moore here. As I've listened to your concerns during my recent in-person and telephone town halls, one thing is clear. Utahns are concerned about border security. According to U.S. Customs and Border Protection, the Biden administration's policies have allowed for over 8.5 million encounters nationwide, including over 7 million at the southern border, more than ever before in American history. Record amounts of fentanyl have come through our borders and led to heartbreaking outcomes for families who have lost loved ones to overdoses.
For the sake of our community's safety and national security, something must change. This is why House Republicans swiftly passed the Secure the Border Act of 2023 to strengthen our southern border with new technologies, increase the number of Border Patrol agents, end catch and release, and require transparency from the Department of Homeland Security. I will keep fighting to make First District communities safer, and I encourage you to sign up for my weekly e-newsletter and follow me on social media at Rep. Blake Moore to stay updated on my efforts. Paid for by official funds authorized by the House of Representatives.
You know, Deb, you and I have had this conversation so many times. We think, oh, I wish I had a little more light here or maybe a ceiling fan there.
That's why we love Master Electrical. So anytime we have an electrical problem, we know we can call them and they will give us their upfront pricing guarantee.
Because we're not going to do it yourself. We're going to leave it to the professionals. And this upfront pricing guarantee is fantastic. I'm sure you've been bitten by bids in the past where they say, oh, that's going to take half a day. And then 2 weeks later, the bid and the invoice have nothing to do with each other.
Not only will you get their upfront pricing guarantee, but you'll never see an upcharge. Their pricing system simply won't allow it.
Master Electrical proudly serves from Logan to Santaquin.
They do everything that has to do with electrical, and they're always open, including for emergency services. The phone number to call is 801-543-2222.
801-543-2222 or check them out online at masterelectrical.com.
Dave and Dujanovic.
Utah has the largest gender pay gap in the nation. At least that's what the headlines say. I'll explain the latest research that whittles the gender pay gap in Utah down to just a few pennies. Today on Dave and Dujanovic.
Watching Utah's Money brought to you by Trajan Wealth, your trusted local fiduciary advisors, TrajanWealth.com. Let me get a look at the markets and see where they are this morning. The Dow is off 11 points, just a fraction. We're at 38,880. S&P is up 3, also a fraction. The NASDAQ up 43, which is 0.25%.
Well, those accidents still causing delays on I-15, southbound approaching downtown Salt Lake, also northbound in Lehigh. We'll get another peek at all of that with traffic and weather together next.
Devotion to country, service to Utah. Brent Orrin Hatch had a front row seat, watching his father serve our state faithfully in the Senate. A constitutional conservative and lifelong Republican, Brent Orrin Hatch is a champion for the rule of law. He's running for Senate to stop this lawless president from destroying our country from within. Hatch will fight to secure the border once and for all and take on Mexican drug cartels to halt the flow of deadly fentanyl. Brent Orrin Hatch knows the national debt is just as big a threat to national security. Hatch won't rest until the budget's balanced and won't cave to the big spenders in both parties. Pro-life, deeply committed to religious liberty, rock-solid Utah conservative. Brent Orrin Hatch for Senate. Paid for by Conservative Outsider PAC, which is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. www.copac.us.
Opening statements are this week.
It'll be a significantly different defense than Lori presented.
In the trial of Chad Daybell.
Judge Stephen Boyce laid out some ground rules.
Get special coverage live from the courtroom. Breaking updates on testimony and legal analysis all this week. The trial of Chad Daybell.
We have you covered on KSL News Radio.
KSL News Time, 8:29. Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. Brought to you by Sinclair's DinoPay app. Save up to 20 cents a gallon. Are those accidents on I-15 still a problem, Andy?
Well, they've cleared in the Salt Lake Valley and on the 201 freeway. So at least closer to Salt Lake, they haven't been much of an issue. I-15 itself still seeing a bit of delay crossing 215, and the 201 freeway is at its worst between Mountain View and Bangor. Bangor still has a lot of wait time at South Jordan in the construction around 9800 South, and Mountain View still backed up at 3500 South. Heather?
Speeds are improving. Southbound I-15 coming into downtown Salt Lake, but it's still well under the speed limit as you approach the I-215 North Interchange in North Salt Lake and head toward downtown. You also still have delays as you transition off of Legacy Parkway southbound onto the I-215 West Belt heading toward the airport. That's going to add an extra 7 or 8 minutes to your commute getting to the airport. And then you have a congestion on some of the city streets in Ogden, Roy, and Clearfield. Eric.
tough luck if you're heading up through with Utah County this morning and didn't exit at Lehigh's Main Street, because you're going to be stuck in some delays all the way up past Timpanogos Highway. Now, it looks like the two delay stretches we've had have merged into one. The biggest problem spot is an accident still occupying the HOV lane right before the Triumph Boulevard overpass. And as I mentioned, the backups go all the way to Lehigh's Main Street. 2100 North traffic for eastbounders, that's slow as usual going over to 2300 West and then getting onto the freeway entrance ramps. Discover the power of hands-on learning at Tooele Technical College. With affordable, flexible, and achievable technical education, your future begins here. Apply today at tooeletech.edu. That's tooeletech.edu. Eric Butler in the KSL Traffic Center.
Sunny, and today our high will be 58 degrees, up to 77 by Friday. Right now it's 37 downtown.
You're listening to Utah's Morning News with Tim Hughes and Amanda Dixon
on KSL News Radio,
102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good morning, KSL News Time, 8:30.
KSL's top story this hour.
The FBI has arrested an Idaho man who investigators say planned to carry out attacks in the name of ISIS.
KSL News Radio's Adam Small is in Idaho with more.
The Department of Justice says 18-year-old Alexander Mercurio had pledged his allegiance to ISIS and that he planned to attack people at churches in Quarter Lane this past Sunday. Though agents stepped in and arrested him one day before that, an ABC News contributor and former FBI agent Brad Garrett says it's common for them to step in at the last minute.
Typically, in undercover operations, you let a defendant work all the way up to the moment before he actually wants to launch an attack.
Mercurio is now being charged with attempting to provide material support to a foreign terrorist organization. He faces up to 20 years in federal prison if he's convicted. In Idaho, Adam Small, KSL News Radio.
More than a dozen people, including several Utahns, face charges tied to a scheme to illegally gather signatures in last year's second congressional district contest.
Two of the men are accused of hiring people from out of state to gather signatures in the second district race to replace the retiring Congressman Chris Stewart. For context, Utah law says signature gatherers have to be state residents. According to the documents filed in 3rd District Court, they allegedly hired some Utah residents to say they gathered the signatures, not the out-of-staters. And they're also accused of paying per signature gathered, which is also against the law. All told, 13 people face a variety of both felony and misdemeanor charges. The charges don't say which candidate or party they supported. Becky Bruce, KSL News Radio.
A West Valley man is facing several charges after police say he fired 15 rounds into a wall in his apartment while his roommate slept on the other side. Police documents say the 39-year-old was upset about his financial situation and missed his child, so he decided to take his frustration out on the wall. No injuries were reported.
A far-right political commentator delivered a speech at the University of Utah, sparking protests from students and some faculty. KSL News Radio's Peter Johnston is live with more on the speech and its backlash. Peter?
Daily Wire commentator Michael Knowles is known nationally for strong views against gender identity discussions in classrooms, using terms and speeches that many in the LGBTQ community find offensive. At the U, he argued there needs to be education about traditional roles of gender.
Sure, we don't want to tell a little kid about the birds and the bees, but we necessarily will tell them something about family.
Protesters tell the Daily Utah Chronicle the group that invited Knowles, Young Americans for Freedom, chose the College of Social Work specifically to generate a response. One leader from the group says Knowles would reach conservative students they claim don't feel included in campus discussions. Peter Johnston, KSL News Radio.
KSL's top national story is now. Former President Donald Trump appears to be softening his stance on abortion after months of hinting on the campaign trail that he supports a national ban. ABC's Lely Ibsa reports the former president did not answer key questions.
While he said that abortion bans should be left up to the states, he didn't say if there was a certain number of weeks he believes that these bans should take into effect. He didn't say what he would do if a national abortion ban came across his desk if he was reelected as president.
Conservative activists today say they still support federal limits on abortion while they maintain their support for Mr. Trump.
A new student loan plan could slash debt for millions of Americans, but does it really have a chance of becoming reality? ABC News senior White House correspondent Selena Wang tells the podcast Start Here that the Biden administration is confident.
The administration obviously hopes that this would come through before the November elections. In fact, they would hope it would come very shortly before, so the voters will have fresh in their mind the fact that President Biden relieved their student loan debt. And in fact, I was just talking to several voters who say that this is one of the top issues when it comes to who they support for president.
The latest proposal from the president would cancel up to $20,000 for borrowers. It's estimated it could cost more than or could be more than 25 million Americans.
First look traffic now, and here is Andy Farnsworth.
We've got slow spots coming in from Davis County because of a crash just before 600 North. That still got you backed up into North Salt Lake. It's slow coming off Legacy and on to 215 in the same area. North 15's backed up throughout Lehigh as you try to get past that crash near Timpanogos Highway. And you've got Redwood backups as well trying to leave Lehigh as people use that instead of going over to I-15. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL. In sports, the UConn Huskies took the men's NCAA championship title once again after a 75-60 win over Purdue last night. Connecticut entered the tournament as the number one overall seed and the favorite to win. It's the team's sixth national championship in program history. UConn also, by the way, the first team to repeat as national champs since Florida did it back in 2007.
The NCAA Women's Championship Final brought in 18.7 million views this week, or viewers, I should say. The Iowa-South Carolina game set a record as the most watched women's college basketball game, and it broke the record that was set 2 days earlier?
2 days prior.
On Friday night. The only sporting events in the U.S. to draw a bigger TV audience since 2019 have been football, the World Cup, and the Olympics.
Now let's see where it goes from here.
Yeah.
The March Madness tournament is finally over, but it brought lots of travelers to the Beehive State. Here's KSL News Radio's Alessandra Gurr.
Hundreds of RVers traveled to Utah last month to enjoy the NCAA men's basketball tournament. Many of the visitors used the RV membership program Harvest Hosts, which allows travelers to park their RVs at local businesses inside cities rather than outside at campsites and helps them avoid a campsite fee. In return, RVers purchase goods from the local businesses where they are staying, which is what they did in Utah in March to help boost the local economy.
Turns out some of the most popular RV spots were in Santaquin and South Salt Lake.
Two Weber State students say it's a miracle they're graduating together after a cardiac arrest almost cost Audrey Young her life. Allie Green had to rely on her respiratory therapy training when her friend collapsed during a study break.
From looking at her airway down at her chest, and she wasn't breathing. And so CPR was the most important thing at the time.
The students became close friends through the respiratory therapy program, and they say now they are bonded for life. They are even applying to work at the same hospitals.
Yeah, it's a great story. Still a lot of us on the roads out there this morning. We'll get another look at traffic and weather together.
Spend time with KSL News Radio and get a deeper understanding of the world around us.
I do listen to KSL so much because you've got voices like Boyd Matheson.
I listen to him every day.
You can trust him.
Inside Sources, weekdays 1 to 3 on KSL News Radio.
When it comes to your electrical system, do you know the warning signs to look for? What's up, everybody? I'm Mike Wilson with Any Hour Services, and it's okay if you don't know, but here are a few things that you might not even realize could be a sign of a bigger problem. Wall plates that are hot to the touch. Discoloration around switches or outlets. If you hear crack or popping or buzzing around switches or outlets, a breaker that trips a lot, switches that feel loose when you operate them, if your lights dim or flicker when a major appliance comes on, if your plugs fall out of the wall easily. You know, you're not supposed to have to bend the prongs out on a plug just to get it to stay in the wall. If you notice any of these things, you should consider having a licensed electrician check your system out. If you don't know anyone, Any Hour Services has put together a radio-only special for any homeowners listening. One of our licensed electricians will perform a comprehensive electrical inspection and give you a full written report for only $29, but you have to mention this ad when you call. To schedule your comprehensive electrical inspection by a licensed electrician for only $29, call Any Hour Services at 801-443-7300. That's 801-443-7300. Any Hour Services.
Peyton was a very kind and giving person. At 15 years old, he sustained life-threatening injuries from a motorcycle accident that took his life. His family felt like Peyton would want to save others and made the decision to donate his organs. Because of their generosity, his organs saved a 2-year-old girl, a teenage boy, and others that were desperate in need of life-saving organs. Go to DonorConnect.life and read about what it takes to become a donor. Did you know many people think that they're too old or not in good enough health to be a donor? Anyone can be a donor. If you were told that it could save the life for someone close to you, or even a stranger, would you please donate? April is National Donate Life Month, the perfect time to check your driver's license to make sure you said yes to giving the gift of life. Or visit DonorConnect.life to register as a donor. That's DonorConnect.life. Give hope, heal life.
This story of the 18-year-old in Idaho, and where did we decide it was? Coeur d'Alene?
Coeur d'Alene.
Again, Coeur d'Alene.
Coeur d'Alene.
who had an allegiance to ISIS and was actively planning on attacks on churchgoers in that area.
You know, we don't thank the FBI often enough.
Yeah.
I mean, we talk about, you know, when attacks happen, but the FBI, I mean, you know, he's innocent until proven guilty, of course, but the FBI says that that they stopped this guy before he attacked churches.
And we've had this conversation before where Brad Garrett has told us that they actually stopped more of these than ever make the news headlines.
Of course. So how many people's lives were saved?
Yeah, it's luckily we have Adam Small in Idaho, mm-hmm. so it's a story we're going to keep a very close eye on for you this morning.
8:39, traffic and weather together, brought to you by Sinclair's DinoPay app. Save up to 20 cents per gallon. And back to you, Andy.
Amanda, in the Salt Lake Valley, it's kind of like the little haven in the middle of all the storm outside the valley, but you've still got a few brake lights to deal with, including I-15 around 7200 South, 201 Freeway at 5600 West. And if you're on Bangor, other than a little stretch in West Valley around 47 South and a little bit in South Jordan at 9800 South, that's a pretty good route all the way as far north as the airport. Heather?
Well, we had a crash southbound I-15 right near 1000 North. That was about an hour ago or so. It was quickly moved off the freeway, but we had a lot of delay from it. And now it looks like we've had some secondary crashes in that stop-and-go traffic. So there's a new crash right near the exit of 1000 North over on the right shoulder. And then a little further down the road near 600 North, you have looks like a disabled motorcyclist on the right shoulder as well. A lot of people have taken Legacy Parkway as an alternate, but that is causing slowdowns as they try to transition from Legacy onto the I-215 West Belt. Eric.
The HOV lane still blocked northbound I-15 at Triumph Boulevard in Utah County, and that means the delays are still there, and it extends all the way back to just before Lehigh's Main Street if you're northbound, and you won't get clear of all of it. In fact, until you get up to the county line, practically, you've got northbound slowdowns on Redwood Road for those seeking an alternate, and Mount View Corridor turning into 2100 North at Redwood. All of that is slow for eastbounders. Use Superior your water and air for all your HVAC and plumbing needs. Call 974-9090 or visit superiorwaterandair.com. Superior Water and Air. Eric Butler in the KSL Traffic Center.
A beautiful spring day is on tap with a high of 58 degrees and mostly sunny skies. Overnight, we'll dip off to 41. Not that bad for this time of year. 63 sunny skies for your Wednesday. Thursday, we're to 71 with sunny skies. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Matt Johnson.
Let me just do a quick refresher. Yep, things are starting to warm up. 39 now in Salt Lake City.
It's the end of March Madness. What are we going to do, Tim?
I don't know. I'll probably get more sleep, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, we're going to talk to Mitch Harper about that. KSL Sports BYU Insider just ahead on KSL.
Stay with us streaming live at KSLNewsRadio.com and on the app for KSL News Radio. We're Utah's news traffic and weather station.
Happy Place comes in many colors. Whatever your color, bring happiness home with Serta Pro Painters and make your happy place your home. Serta Pro Painters, that's painting happy. During our spring sales event, special offers are available through April 30th. Schedule your home painting project today and bring happiness home. Each Serta Pro Painters business is independently owned and operated. Contractor license and registration information is available at SertaPro.com.
It already feels like home.
Transform your old, outdated kitchen with Half Price Granite. For a limited time, Half Price Granite is offering special pricing starting at $25 per square foot installed.
That's lower than most big box stores.
These prices are some of the lowest around. Granite, quartz, marble, and quartzite, all starting at $25 per square foot installed. Call 801-486-1700 or visit halfpricegranite.com. Half Price Granite, affordable luxury.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
KSL News Time, 8:45. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
Utah's Airbnbs generated over $1.2 billion last year, supporting over 15,000 jobs and bringing in nearly $400 million in total tax revenue. I'm KSL News Radio's Alessandra Gurr.
Second, opening arguments for the trial of Chad Daybell begin this week. Now that the jury has been selected, stay with KSL for updates.
Third, a look at the drive with traffic and weather together.
Got some delays still. I-15 through Lehigh northbound because of a crash near Timpanogos Highway. Southbound 15, couple of crashes and coming down into downtown. One on the north side of 600 North, one just after it. That's why traffic is still backed up coming out of North Salt Lake. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
The warming trend starts today and tops out Friday. I'm Matt Johnson.
39 degrees at the KSL Common Spirit Health Studios.
With a look at our top national stories.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. In court for sentencing right now, the parents who were convicted of involuntary manslaughter for their role in the mass shooting their son carried out in 2021.
James and Jennifer Crumbly were tried separately but are being sentenced together as the first parents in the nation to be convicted in connection with their child carrying out a mass shooting. Ethan Crumbly killed four students and wounded seven others at Oxford High School in Michigan in November 2021. His parents convicted of manslaughter after prosecutors argued they were negligent in buying Ethan the gun used in the shooting and failed to intervene to stop him from carrying out his rampage.
ABC's Derek Dennis says the Crumblies each face up to 15 years behind bars. Under arrest in Coeur d'Alene, Idaho, an 18-year-old who the FBI says was inspired by ISIS to carry out killings at local churches. Agents say the attack was thwarted by investigators. Hamas promising to study the ceasefire proposal on the table now, as Norfolk Southern agreeing to $600 million class action lawsuit over the fiery train derailment in East Palestine, Ohio. This is ABC News.
Well, March Madness is officially over. We're mourning in here with UConn taking home the men's NCAA tournament championship title.
Joining us live is our KSL Sports BYU insider and college basketball mega fan, Mitch Harper. Mitch, what are we going to do with ourselves?
It's now turning to the off season, but it was a fun March Madness once again. Not as many storylines as far as the underdogs this year, is more chalk, but you know, the best team ends up on top once again. UConn is clearly a dynasty in the sport.
Yeah, NC State made a nice run at it there, got to the Final Four. That got some extra attention. And when you combine that with what happened on the women's side, I would think the NCAA has to be thrilled.
They have to be. And you know, basketball is a sport that I think, you know, it connects with a lot of the younger audience and sports fans. You know, when it comes to social media and kind of hype videos, they really connect with sport. And, you know, this product, I think, only continues to grow, especially in this name, image, and likeness and transfer portal era. I think the game continues to evolve and people keep tuning in.
Mitch, do you think that the surge in interest in women's college basketball will transfer to the WNBA, or does it not transfer?
I don't feel like it transfers, honestly. I feel like college basketball, there's a bigger platform than the WNBA because of the brands of the schools, the connection there, and also just the how these media networks, you know, ESPN really amplifies their March Madness coverage on all their platforms, whereas the WNBA just doesn't get the spotlight. And part of that maybe is due to just when it lands on the calendar, being in summer when people are on vacation and they're away from their, you know, television. They're not consuming games like they typically do in fall and winter. So I struggle to think it's going to carry, but if there is one person that's going to generate that interest like they did, you know, when they first started back in the mid-90s, it would be Caitlin Clark, because, you know, since the league first started, they haven't had a star like her since then.
Well, I'll tell you, and I don't remember her first name, I'm sure you do, but Taurasi, who was such a great...
Diana Taurasi.
Yeah. Now playing in the WNBA, she's already fired shots at Caitlin. She said, look, you're not going to be playing little 18-year-old girls here. You're going to be facing these women that have been playing basketball for a long time. So lower your expectations. I mean, that even leads up to a little buildup, I think.
No question. And, you know, having her go up against women who've been playing for, you know, 10-plus years, you know, there's great international basketball in the women's game. So these women play year-round professionally. So it's going to be a huge step up. Like, Caitlin Clark dominated the college scene against, you know, 18 to 22 year olds. Now let's see how she fares against the best of the best in the WNBA. And it should be fun. I'm curious to see, you know, what ends up happening with, you know, her partnerships with Nike? Does she get her own shoe line like Sabrina Ionescu with the New York Liberty? She's going to be everywhere. I think if there is one person that can really generate the interest with the WNBA, it's going
to
be her.
So now we turn our attention to spring football.
That's right. You know, spring football is in the rearview mirror for BYU. They're locked. They're done. And, you know, Kalani Sitake was just at Disneyland last week. They took a week off. And the countdown to the football season is really on. No answers yet at quarterback for BYU. It's still going to be between Jay Kretzlaff and Gary Bohannon. But, you know, BYU is a team that's going to have to develop from within. That's going to be the theme with this team as they retain most of their roster. Now they got to get players to really take step forward if they want to get back to the postseason.
We've got to let you go. But did they do a fan event for spring football and I just missed it? Or did that not happen this year?
No spring game this year. And even Aaron Roderick, offensive coordinator, said he almost felt that was a good thing. But they did have an alumni day, which the fans got to connect with at the alumni game. But a little bit disappointing, honestly, because they feel like they should have gave this fan base the chance to see these quarterbacks, to see this team up close with their own eyes and make their own evaluation. But no spring game this year for BYU.
All right, Mitch, we'll keep following your reporting here on KS on His Radio. Mitch Harper with us on the In-Depth at 15 and 45.
All right, let's check what's left of the drive here. Traffic and weather together, brought to you by Sinclair's DinoPay app. Save up to 20 cents a gallon. How are we looking, Andy?
Couple of slow spots right now. Looks like maybe a crash or some malfunctioning traffic lights, 123rd South at 550 West. It's a huge backup that goes all the way down to the river bottoms, almost back to 1300 West on 123rd. We got some delays on I-15 between Bangor and Bluffdale, and some northbound 15 slowdowns just before the 215 overpass in Murray and Midvale. Heather?
Speeds are improving just a bit on Legacy Parkway as you transition onto I-215's West Belt, but you're still slightly below the posted speed limit all the way to the I-80 West turnoff to get to the airport. I-15 remains your worst traffic right now as you come from Center Street in North Salt Lake all the way into downtown. That's due to several accidents that have occurred. A couple of them are still over on the right shoulder. Eric?
Long slowdown stretch northbound I-15 in Utah County from Lee Heights Main Street all the way up to Point of the Mountain. The center or focal point of all of this is a crash at Triumph Boulevard just before the overpass, and that's blocking off the HOV lane. Back behind this, you do have slowing through Linden from 1600 North and Orm up to Pleasant Grove Boulevard exit, and you do have your usual eastbound slowing on 2100 North and Lehigh from Redwood Road over to 2300 West. Monster winds can cause huge damage to your roof that you can't see. But don't wait for a disaster. Go to the Masters at MasterRoofingUtah.com to schedule your free windstorm assessment today. Eric Butler in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL 7A forecast. This will likely be our longest stretch of beautiful weather yet this spring. 58 today, mostly sunny skies. We'll go to 63 sunny skies on your Wednesday. We keep those blue skies into Thursday, 71. 77 degrees, folks. Put it in the calendar on Friday, partly cloudy skies. Beautiful start to the weekend Saturday, 74, partly cloudy. 69 with a mix of sun and clouds on Sunday. And how about Monday? Mostly cloudy, but still not that cold, 62. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Matt Johnson.
39 degrees, a 7-day forecast brought to you by Performance Automotive Bountiful.
We're in trouble with Ike Yosby and our promotion department for shirking our responsibilities here.
We forgot to give you the Jazz word.
But there's still time. So here's the good news. Jazz are taking on the Denver Nuggets. You know already that you just text the word Jazz, J-A-Z-Z, to 57500. That gets your name in once for some lower bowl tickets. But here's a second shot.
The word is Rocky. R-O-C-K-Y, Rocky, as in the Jazz and the Nuggets are separated by the Rocky Mountains. So text the word Rocky.
Good luck. Hope you enjoy the game tonight. Our news time is 8:53.
When you think of Utah's homeless, who do you see? They are people with names and faces. And many are in dire circumstances. They are men and women and sometimes children. Many are living on the street, in a car, or in a shelter. Some choose to be homeless. Most do not. Many experience the challenges of addiction or mental illness. All are vulnerable. Homelessness is a crisis, one that affects us all. Utah is building a coalition of community leaders and concerned citizens united to end the plight of homelessness. Homelessness should not mean
hopelessness. Learn more at projecthumandignity.org. A message from Utah Impact Partnership.
Put the equity in your home to work with a home equity line of credit and get 6.49% APR for the first 6 months. Learn more at cypresscu.com.
This is Lisa Nichols from Intermountain Health with Your Life, Your Health. Throughout pregnancy and prenatal appointments, expectant mothers learn about important information during each trimester that culminates in childbirth. However, what may not immediately come to their attention is the postpartum recovery period that follows giving birth. The postpartum recovery period is a crucial and often overlooked phase of a woman's journey through childbirth. It refers to the time after giving birth, typically lasting about 6 weeks, during which a woman may experience various changes as she recovers from pregnancy and childbirth. Like prenatal visits that keep mothers informed about their well-being during pregnancy, the postpartum checkup holds significant importance. It provides an opportunity for an OBGYN or certified nurse midwife to assess a mother's complete physical, mental, and emotional health. It's essential for mothers to prioritize self-care during this time and communicate openly with healthcare providers about any concerns or challenges she may be facing. Recognizing the significance of the postpartum recovery period can contribute to a healthier and smoother transition into motherhood. It takes a mom's body 6 weeks to recover from childbirth. Some mothers may feel like they're doing fine and don't need to go to their postpartum checkup, but this is when a provider can check to see if a mom's body has fully healed from the labor and delivery process. These visits also allow a mother's care team to address any concerns or complications. I'm Lisa Nichols with Intermountain Health on KSL News Radio.
Watching Utah's Money, brought to you by Trajan Wealth, your trusted local fiduciary advisors, TrajanWealth.com. Just time to check the markets. Dow is down 310 now. That's 0.8%. We're at 38,589. S&P's off 39. The NASDAQ down 103.
All right, we'll get one more look at the drive with traffic and weather together next.
Hot Tub Factory Outlet and Backyards of America is offering an incredible deal. We'll pay the sales tax on every hot tub, swim spa, infrared sauna, and cold plunge sold. Now through April 15th, say goodbye to pesky extra charges and hello to unbeatable savings. We're your local hotspot for hot tubs, swim spas, infrared saunas, and cold plunge. We're not just any store. We're two local guys dedicated to bringing you the best prices and selection around. Step into our showroom and be amazed. We have hot tubs, swim spas, and saunas in every size, color, and model imaginable. From cozy two-seaters to luxurious party-sized tubs and the largest showroom of swim spas. When you buy local, you're not just getting a great deal, you're getting top-notch service too. With our in-house service technician, help is just a phone call away, because we believe in making your hot tub and swim spa experience as magical as possible. Hot Tub Factory Outlet, conveniently located next to Cowabunga Bay and Backyards of America in Sandy.
Savings. Now that's speaking the Lowe's language. And with my Lowe's rewards, your savings just keep coming. Save money with member-only offers and earn points when you shop. More points equal more rewards just for you. Because Lowe's knows you earned it, literally. Learn more about our new loyalty program at Lowe's.com/MyLowe'sRewards. Program subject to terms and conditions. Points are awarded on eligible purchases. See Lowe's.com/terms for full details. Subject to change.
We're going abroad for the first time in years. To Spain. So we started using Babbel.
And started learning Spanish fast.
With Babbel, you can start having conversations in another language in just 3 weeks.
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿Cómo te llamas?
When you learn a language, you want to actually use it. Babbel is designed with that goal in mind.
In just 3 weeks, we're starting to have conversations in Spanish. Gracias, Babbel.
Babbel, language for life. Now try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com.
Amco presents Bet You Didn't Know.
Bet you didn't know that your car's transmission is made up of 800 pieces. Also, bet you didn't know that Amco's fixed over 40 million transmissions and that Amco offers a nationwide warranty.
Check out Amco's multiple financing options so you can fix it fast and pay it off slow.
That's Amco, AA, MCO.
8:59, traffic and weather together, brought to you by Sinclair's DinoPay app. Save up to 20 cents per gallon, Andy.
Amanda, travel through the Salt Lake Valley, still struggling a bit. I-15 near Bangor Highway. We still have that eastbound delay on 123rd South between 1300 West and the 550 West intersection. It's basically before you get to I-15 where it finally ends. And we still have some slowing on 215 South End from I-15 over past State Street. Heather?
We still have a couple of crashes southbound I-15, one right at the 1000 North exit and another at 600 North, both over on the right shoulder. But that has traffic very slow and backed up to Center Street in North Salt Lake. And then a little bit of slowing still on the west side belt. Eric?
Northbound I-15 slowing continues in Utah County in Linden and further up the line from Lehigh's Main Street up to the Point of the Mountain. Plan your special evening out in one of Salt Lake's most unique dining. Five Alls in Foothill. Five courses, five-star service and dining. FiveAlls.com. FiveAlls.com. Eric Butler in the KSL Traffic Center.
Few clouds going to be lingering today. We'll reach a high of 58, and right now sunny skies and 41 degrees.
The sentencing hearing for Ethan Crumbly's parents, that's the Michigan shooter's parents, is still going on. We'll update you here on KSL.